Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Last night was a good night for Boston sports fans, although one with plenty of drama. First up, the Red Sox tied up the American League Championship Series at one win each with a 7-5 victory over the Houston Astros at Fenway. Then in Foxborough, the New England Patriots narrowly beat the previously undefeated Kansas City Chiefs 43-40 last night. With us this morning to recap that game is ESPN.com's Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for coming in.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So the stars of the game last night were, as expected, the quarterbacks. It was 41-year-old Tom Brady's 200th career victory. He passed for 340 yards last night and a touchdown, and in a rare move, he also ran for a touchdown. The Chiefs were led by their 23-year-old quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, who experienced his first ever loss as a starter. What stood out about both of those guys?
Well, what stood out first about Patrick Mahomes is that the Chiefs were down at halftime 24-9, and you thought the Patriots might run away with the game, but here's this young quarterback who just wouldn't quit, and he brought his team back. He has a great arm, and they made some big plays down the field. And then with Tom Brady, you mentioned his rushing touchdown. How many times do you see 41-year-old Tom Brady running the ball in from 4 yards out and diving over the goal line? It was just a tremendous show of will.
Putting his head down, smashing into two guys.
It was because they double covered three of his receivers. And so he said to himself, no one's open. I might as well tuck it and run it.
Like last week, the Patriots offense included more running plays than fans are used to seeing. The Pats rookie running back Sony Michel rushed for more than 100 yards, scoring two touchdowns. How big a role do you expect him to play for the rest of the season?
He is going to play a significant role for the team. And here's an interesting statistic. Sony Michel scored a rushing touchdown in each of the last three games. He's the first rookie running back to do that since Ben Jarvis Green Ellis back in 2008. Part of the reason Sony Michel is going to play a big role is he's very talented, but also because they've had some injuries at the position, so he's really the last running back left standing along with James White.
Wide receivers, any standing out so far to you, and what do you expect the rest of the way?
Well, one of the big things that happened in this game for the Patriots is Josh Gordon, who's one of the most compelling stories since they acquired him in a trade from the Browns, played 63 offensive snaps in this game, a very big offensive load for him after playing just 18 each of the last two games. So between him, Julian Edelman, Chris Hogan, and then Philip Dorsett and Cordarrelle Patterson, you're starting to see those receivers come together and give them a lot of different options.
All right, the Pats defense, you mentioned a moment ago that the Chiefs scored a lot of points in the second half. Is the Pats defense a worry?
It is a worry. They're very up and down, and they've shown that when they are capable of playing to their potential, they can play with anyone, and they did in the first half. The Chiefs came in as the NFL's top offense, but the Patriots had two turnovers in the first half, held them to 9 points, and then all of a sudden it was like a different defense in the second half, so they do need to tighten that up.
And we need to mention the Pats kicker, Steven Gostkowski, who, you know, under pressure once again scored that field goal with 3 seconds left on the clock to give the Pats the win.
I'm so glad you mentioned him, because the kicker is the type of position that usually you only mention when he makes a miss, right? But this one, he had 5 field goals in the game, and the game winner was only 28 yards, but the one before that was 50 yards, and that was a big kick to sort of keep the Patriots in good position. Patriots very fortunate to have Steven Gostkowski as their kicker.
Pats are on the road now. A lot of road games coming up, starting with the Chicago Bears next weekend. How tough a stretch is this going to be for the Pats, and how tough will the Bears be?
It'll be a tough stretch. The Bears were one of the surprising teams in the league when they started 3-1, but they lost yesterday to the Miami Dolphins and a backup quarterback, so they took a little bit of a step back in this week.
All right. But they will still pose a threat to the Pats next week, do you
think?
They
will pose a threat, because it is hard to win on the road in the NFL. We saw that week 2 and week 3 when the Patriots lost at Jacksonville, at Detroit. So they're going to want to prove that they can come out and play a good game on the road.
And we'll hear from Mike Reese again as the season goes on. Mike Reese, thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Mike covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and provides regular analysis to us here on WBUR's Morning Edition.